This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, the at-one thumbhole stock, that is truly one for the ages. But they have so many other stocks available to you, all works of art, all going to enhance your weapon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Gun licensing schemes. See, like the one being advanced by Corey, call me Spartacus Booker. They require you to obtain a license prior to getting a firearm. Now, mind you, listen to what I'm saying. Not if you buy it, but if you obtain it. So no matter how you obtain it, somebody gives it to you, if it's part of an inheritance, whatever it is, you have to have a license or you're breaking the law. And this is causing a problem because in New York they have this already. And he's in hot water after he used a gun that he inherited to shoot a couple of repeat burglars. Dig, if you will, a picture. Imagine being arrested and losing your home after two repeat burglars break into your house again and rush toward you with the possible intention of murdering you. That happened in New York late last month, thanks to the far-left state's draconian gun control laws. A 64-year-old Deerfield homeowner was charged with illegal firearm possession and arrested after he used a gun he had inherited from his deceased father to kill two repeat burglars. Then upon his release from jail a couple of days later, he found himself homeless because his house had been condemned. Around 3 p.m. or so in the afternoon of Tuesday, May 28th, Deerfield resident Ronald Solarzik reportedly returned home only to find a burglary in progress. His attorney, Mark Wolber, said, he told me that when they were coming up the stairs, as they approached him, that he was scared to death and he thought they were going to kill him. In a lot of places, standing up to criminals, and especially the ones that are trying to, you know, kill you, you would be hailed as a hero, Mr. Solarzik. But not in New York. Instead, Mr. Solarzik was charged with having an unlicensed firearm. He's facing prison for using a gun he inherited, something he received by virtue of being his father's heir. And at a time when he may not have even been thinking about licensing to defend himself against a couple of burglars who repeatedly victimized him and meant to him harm. That regime in place that puts these kind of people like this in jeopardy, in legal jeopardy, that is pure, unpatented evil. This has nothing to do with public safety. This has nothing to do with crime prevention. This has nothing to do with any of this. This is only evil. Only. Nothing other than that. Now, normally, I would think really hard about imposing that, because the evil people here are not the burglars. Yes, they are evil, and they were dangerous, and they're dead. So, they're out of the way. The people who put these things in place, these laws in place in New York, they're the evil people. Normally, I will do my very level best to view the opposition as people who are supporting positions that they actually believe in their heart of hearts is the best for this country. And normally, I don't get as jacked up about it. But this is evil. Now, a lot of you, more than me, a lot of you will ascribe a lot less noble, motivations to the opposition than I will. And I get that. But this time, you can't possibly beat me on this one. No. By and large, I do think that most gun control activists, maybe not some of the louder voices of the politicians necessarily, but the rank and file folks are people who really think gun control will somehow save lives. It will cause a utopia. If we just outlaw this, then it won't happen no more, right? I consider them wrong, but I don't consider them evil. Maybe ignorant. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe busybodies without really any intent, no real knowledge. But legislation, codified, considered, debated legislation. That's a different matter altogether. And this is evil. This is evil to look at your people, to look at your citizens, and say, if you defend yourself with a gun that we didn't say you could have, you're going to jail. You're losing everything you got going on just simply because, Second Amendment be damned. A man is being prosecuted for having a gun. One, he got via lawful means. But because he didn't approach the government with hat in hands and say, Mother, may I? He's at risk of going to prison. And I don't see any other way to address this and to label this. I'm not an identity politics kind of guy, but when I see this kind of politics, okay, I'm happy to play your stupid game. I identify this kind of politics and the people that push this as evil. Pure evil. Plain evil. Licensing doesn't stop a criminal from having a gun. Licensing and telling me, well, you've got to have a license. That doesn't stop people who have guns from doing bad or stupid things, even with a license. Licensing saves no lives, does nothing to save lives. But the law requires them, the law that requires these licenses, destroys them. It destroys lives. And that is enough. And my book is fairly rudimentary. It is not one of those books that gets out there and says, well, after a whole bunch of very careful consideration and research and, having my method. No. I don't have the time for that. If your government says to you, listen, if somebody comes into your house, or if you come into your house, you come to your house, right? You go in your house and some bad guys are in there and they're burglaring the house. And then they turn on you and they decide to go from burglary to assault, or assault with a deadly weapon, or assault with intent to murder, or whatever you want to call it. If they decide to segue into that and you defend yourself and you do it with a gun we didn't tell you you could have, you're going to jail, pal. That's like the most stupid of anticlimactic things I've ever heard in my life. If you do all of these things to keep your life going, you're going to jail. That's evil. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, if it'll just try that again. There we go.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Bill Maher. Let me tell you about Bill Maher. Bill Maher, he was on four television shows in the 80s. Sarah, Max Headroom, Murder, She Wrote, and Charlie Hoover. Because I don't watch TV, I've only ever heard of Murder, She Wrote. First movie he was in was DC Cab in 1983. He was not in another movie for 3 years. Then he was in Rat Boy. Then he was in House 2, The Second Story, and Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death. I'm not making this up. Bill Maher. So, when the politically incorrect show began on Comedy Central back in 1997, I guess that the, or 1993 rather, or whatever, whenever it began, I guess when they, when the powers that be were looking for it, they were like, we need somebody with a little bit of a humor, you know, humorous streak, but that nobody's ever heard of before. That's Bill Maher. He peaked at DC Cab, and he wasn't funny in that, too. The funniest guy in DC Cab was Mr. T. And he is now the host of HBO's Real Time. And this guy's not going to become a board member of the NRA anytime soon. But he does claim to be a gun owner. He has two, one upstairs, one downstairs. And he also says, I'm not giving up my guns till everybody gives up their guns. Right on, brother. So, this is the kind of guy who's usually saying things that will infuriate the, you know, the average bearing arms kind of person, right? When he pontificates on whatever he's talking about, whenever he's talking about. But recently, he decided to address the Democratic clown car that is the what, 24 people trying to run for the Democratic. I thought it was ridiculous when Trump was running and he had to face 17 people. But no, the Democrats are much better. They got 24 people vying for the Democratic nomination. And Mr. Maher, now, whenever he gets out there and says something, I've always been, what are your qualifications to talk on that, Bill Maher? Because he doesn't really have any. You know, his character in DC Cab was Bubba. Bubba. How would you feel having your agent call you up, hello, Bill Maher? We need you to go hang out. You're going to hang out with that guy who was on Barney Miller. And Gary Busey's going to be in it, too. And you're going to play a character named Baba. Go read for that. Yeah. So whenever he talks, my first question is, what's your qualifications, pal, to talk about this? But I may have been wrong because he has cautioned Democrats not to make gun control a prominent issue in the 2020 election, urging them not to die on this hill if it means losing to President Trump. During his panel discussion Friday night, he listed several issues in which the Democrats stands. They poll better than Republicans, such as the environment, education, and health care. I guess if you care about that stuff, sure they do. But he noted that the Republicans hold a narrow lead over the Democrats on gun policy, and that's probably accurate. Then he mentioned Trump's recent sit-down with Piers Morgan, where the president mentioned that some people own guns for recreational use. And then Maher told the panel this, I don't like guns, have some, don't like them, have it for an emergency like an antibiotic. But some people do. Lots of people do, and their view is, yes, there's a violence problem with guns, but not me, and you're going after me. Which is about as good a description as anybody can have. Now, he added that he doubts whether solutions proposed by Democrats would solve the gun problem and that to die on this hill and lose an election was a real possibility because we've lost elections before on this issue, which is not a winning issue for Democrats. You know, this always reinforces my belief that the broken clock is always right twice a day. He also argued that the Democrats need to learn more about guns. (Laughter) because they don't know what they're talking about. And he knows it. He knows it. And there's not much to disagree with there with regard to the Second Amendment. It's not a winning strategy. Now, the Democrats, whenever they get a slight bump, no matter what it is, they feel empowered. They got a mandate. They won the midterm elections. They didn't take all the seats that the Republicans bravely deserted. I'm still pissed about that one. But they think they've got a mandate. They're convinced that those gains mean that the American people are behind them. And unfortunately for them, they are not. They gained ground in the House without a doubt, but not nearly as much as they should have with an allegedly unpopular president and his party holding both chambers of Congress. They should have gained a lot more ground. Most of the time, whenever the Democrats have it the other way, it always goes the other way. The gains are historic when that happens. But not in this case. Not in this case. They lost ground in the Senate mostly due to the Democratic shenanigans during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. But their stance on guns likely isn't helping them with the rural voters in most states. So, Bill Maher, you're right. Gun control is not a winning issue. A case could be made that they would have gained even more ground had they stopped pushing gun regulations. So, Maher may be right. If the Democrats want to win, they need to drop the anti-gun rhetoric. They need to drop the ghoulish reaction to mass shootings. They need to recognize that despite their biggest fervent desires, Second Amendment isn't going anywhere. And if Democrats like Kamala, Willie Brown's side chick Harris, and Corey call me Spartacus Booker, and I'm not going to, you know, put Eric Swellhead in this group because I'm pretty sure I have a better shot at the nomination than he does, and I'm not even a Democrat or running. They need to drop the anti-gun rhetoric and stop making it such a key focus on their campaigns. Sure, the Democratic bases love it, but they're all in one place. But they're not enough to elect them to office. They have to campaign to the American people as a whole. Oh, no. As Maher points out, many of those are going to feel personally attacked by the anti-gun rhetoric, many of those voters. And too bad for the Democrats that they're not going to listen. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is still not sharing any details on a new deal with Mexico, one day after Mexico's foreign minister denied that any such deal existed. The president is in Iowa, where he'll be meeting with farmers. Now, before leaving, the president spoke to reporters and says, oh, yeah, there's a deal.
So here's your thing. You know, they all say, oh, he doesn't. I just give you my word inside here, and I would love to do it. But you will freeze action it. You will stop it. You will analyze it. Every single letter you'll see, but in here is the agreement.
You know who's also in Iowa is former Vice President Joe Biden, who spoke in Ottumwa.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. It's about the way he calls people, the names he calls them.
And the NTSB is still working to determine the cause of yesterday's deadly helicopter crash in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Okay, so I am... One thing that in the tactical circles is that when you have an attacker in, you know, in your area of operation... The best thing you can do, if armed, is disrupt his pattern. That's a bunch of technical stuff to remember to say, right? And as much as I'm loath to quote him, Wayne LaPierre got it right when he said the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. The good guy will disrupt the pattern. That is one of the truest statements one can make when it comes to gun control. Bad people continue to get their hands on guns, regardless of the myriad of laws meant to prevent them from doing this. The only thing that stops them, though, is someone who is not a criminal and also is armed. Bad people don't like it when good people shoot back. And that's just simple science. Science is in. She blinded me with science. Okay, I'm rambling. Now, at PBS, you know, the public broadcasting service that our tax money pays for, they it seems that someone doesn't believe that the idea of a good guy with a gun is a real thing. Now, I don't know who to attribute this to. But here is a quote. Gun rights enthusiasts have embraced the idea of the good guy as a model to emulate, a character role that just needed real people to step in and play it. The NRA store even sells T-shirts with LaPierre's slogan and encourages buyers to show everyone that you're the good guy by buying the T-shirt. The problem with this archetype is this: it is just that, an archetype, a fictional fantasy. Now, see, here's the problem. See, I used to do this in algebra when I was in high school. I failed algebra because I could give you the answer, and I was actually giving you the correct answer. But when they said, show your work, I couldn't do that. And this person here, the fictional fantasy person, is not showing their work. But I do have some other people's work, which I'm all too happy to share. Now, depending on who you listen to, whether it's Gary Kleck or John Lott or the CDC or whatever, let's take the number and we'll just get to the normal number everybody talks about and say 2.5 million people defend their lives with a firearm every year. I've got my iPhone. Hang on a minute. This dwarfs the number of homicides. This dwarfs the number of, and accidental deaths every year. Now, let's do some math real quick. 2.5 million divided by 365 equals 6,849 times a day people are defending themselves with guns. 6,849.31507. It further illustrates that over 2.5 million good guys with guns stopping bad things from happening, stopping people from being hurt, stopping crimes from occurring. Now, you know, if I want to be completely fair, probably not all of these were stopping bad people with guns. Some were stopping wild animals. Some were stopping dogs. Most were being pointed at criminals who suddenly decided to relocate to another area with a degree of quickness that you can only imagine. Yet the anti-gunners want to advance the narrative that the good guy with a gun is a myth because they desperately need to undermine it. No. The good guy with a gun is not a myth. A myth is that you can wake up one day and say, I went to bed a woman, but I think I'm a man. A myth is that you can say, I'm going to go join their Just Cause and be a member of ISIS, and then when that changes and you've had 3 or 4 babies with the person and you want to go back to wherever you came from, then when they say you can't, well, that's a problem. That's a myth, too. You don't get to go back once you become a terrorist. That, you know, those are myths. People believe that they can stop an attack. Well, then, if an attack begins in front of them, they're going to be tempted to try it. That means they're going to go out and they're going to buy a gun and train with it. They're going to learn about it. And in the process of all that, they're going to come to value their right to keep and bear arms as a means of defending themselves from the tyranny of the thug. They want to undermine this because those people defend the Second Amendment. But if you can convince them early on that they can't defend themselves, then the only way to stop bad, you know, the only way to stop bad people is to do it with gun control. You may convince them to also back that gun control. Because I never studied history. I never looked at prohibition. No, I've never looked at the drug thing. I've never looked at it. If Joe and Sally Sixpack figure out that gun control isn't the answer, that they are responsible for their own safety, that the gun control movement, well, then they're as good as dead. Now, the good guy with a gun isn't just an idea. It's not a concept. It's a reality. The good guy with a gun is any man or woman who uses a gun to thwart an armed attacker's plan. Sometimes it's the police. They're good guys with guns, too, after all. But the police aren't always around. If you're, as a matter of fact, national average, if you call them, they're 11.11 minutes away. Now, ladies and men, gentlemen, right? If you are a man and you're being beaten by a perpetrator, do you want to put up with that for 11.11 minutes? Do you want to take that many shots in 11.11 minutes? If you are a woman and you're being sexually assaulted and physically assaulted and beaten and all the other things that seems to happen to women in some of these bad, bad situations, are you willing to say, this is only going to happen to me for 11.11 minutes? Is that okay? In these moments when your life is in danger, the police will get there as fast as they can, and they're bringing some chalk with them. So if it behooves you to be a good guy with a gun and stop the bad guy with a gun in that instance. And I mean that in the most general of terms. And for any of you that are out there wanting to be gender fluid, well, you're idiots. Because if they do have to come and draw a chalk outline around somebody, it shouldn't be you. And whatever you do, it is not a myth. Nearly 7,000 times a day. I've been saying 6,000 for the longest time. I haven't done the math in a while. Nearly 7,000 times a day, the myth occurs for real. They're making it sound like, you know, the defensive gun use is like Bigfoot. Well, that means there's 7,000 Bigfoots running around every day. So, don't let them make you a believer that it's a myth. It is not a myth. It is a reality. People just like you do it 7,000 times a day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The internet is a beautiful thing. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now I'm going to tell you something. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but to do what I do, well, you have to have a little bit of a fevered ego. Yeah. You've got to really, I mean, I don't ever listen to my playback, but, you know, I do get to listen to myself for 3 hours a day, and that just, my fevered ego has to take over. But my fevered ego is nothing compared to the 24 people seeking the Democratic nomination for president. Most of them don't have a snowball's chance in any direction of winning the nomination. And they've got the first debate coming up. And the clown car is about to become a musical chairs thing, which will be, oh, so funny. Kirsten Gillibrand, she had to saturate Twitter in a quest for $1 donations over the weekend to secure herself a spot on the Democratic Party's debate stage in June. And she's bringing up the rear, of course. She is qualified for this by surpassing 65,000 donors over the weekend, meeting the criteria to earn a spot in the debates in Miami, Florida. So she got 65,000 people to donate a dollar. Now, listen, I've never tried this. Maybe I should try this. You know, I'm constantly want to fund this, fund that. Maybe I should get out there and I should, hey, would everybody listening to me, would you donate a dollar? Just because? I might want to sit on a panel or something. Now, there's a problem for all the Democrats on this right now. There's 24 of them vying for the vying for the presidential nomination. There's only 20 spots on the debate stage. And Gillibrand's staggering over the threshold makes 22 among the qualifiers. And maybe the last two Democratic hopefuls, whoever they are, can pull a one-off and secure themselves spots too, making the total 24. Which leaves the Democratic Party boss Tom Perez's effort to cull the herd 2 weeks ago useless. Because you can't get rid of the fevered egos, Tom, baby. From now on, let's call him Lucky. Lucky Perez. 22 qualifiers, 20 podiums. Somebody's going to have to go to the little kids' table. Or more likely, somebody's going to get the boot. But they're going to yell about it from the sidelines and try to insert themselves into it anyway. And at a minimum, whoever it is gets told no is going to get a whole lot of press with the carping and whining about not securing a spot despite making the 1 or 2% polling threshold and securing the 65,000 $1 donors that they were told to do. Once again, all of you listening to me right now, would you donate a dollar to me? Lucky Perez is now going to get to sort this contest of who qualifies out now, all because he never anticipated they'd all come through given the low standards that he's set. And he was in a tough spot based on the shabby way they treated Bernie Sanders in 2016, rigging the nomination process away from him, even as he showed more support among the Democrats and sniffing the man in favor of their own favorite, Hillary Pantsuit Clinton. That did wonders for Democrat turnout for the woman who refused to sit and get on the plane and go visit Wisconsin. But that's water under the bridge now, right? They're now all out to get to be the big shot who can knock out Trump. And Lucky Perez is the guy who's tasked with the job of getting tough on his fractious clown car of Democratic candidates and paring the mess down. And guess what? He didn't. Now, here's what the AP reported less than 2 weeks ago. The parameters announced Wednesday are likely to help cull a crop of 24 candidates and in the process intensify scrutiny on Democratic Chairman Tom Lucky Perez and his pledge to give all candidates a chance to be heard. The DNC's outline for its September debate, the third of at least a dozen promised matchups during the 2020 nominating fight, decrees that candidates can participate only by reaching 2% in four approved polls released between June 28th and August 28th, while also collecting contributions from a minimum of 130,000 unique donors before August the 28th. This is getting so much better. Do I have 130,000 people that will donate me a dollar? That donor list must include at least a minimum of 40 individuals in at least 20 states. This sounds like a life insurance policy. If you're standing outside on your driveway and you get hit by lightning on the 5th of July, then we'll pay. Well, the qualifications would remain the same for the October debate, though the party hasn't set the deadline for measuring fundraising and polling. Now, apparently, Lucky decided to cut the standards so he could get Gillibrand in, or I don't know, something like that. And now he's got nearly the whole clown car back. Seems like the qualifiers for the debate spots were a tad low. But what's worse, 20 debate slots isn't going to get much, you know, it's not going to be much better than 24 debate spots, even if he cuts it to 10 per segment, as some reports say. 10 is still too many. How many questions are you going to ask to 24 or to 20 would-bes, wannabes? Most of these guys are polling in the 1% range for good reason, because they don't have a chance. The viewers who choose to tune this in will get to listen to an ocean of bloviation from the no-hopers in order to hear the Bernie quote they want or something like that. I don't know. Each candidate will only end up with about 2 or 3 minutes speaking time. Does he set up a little table for this one? Or does he just muscle them out as comes natural to him? And then tell the last two losers, too bad, so sad? Does he explain to them that this sort of thing happens in the Miss Universe pageant all the time as the 21st rounders get called to become the 12 semifinalists before going into the 5 finalists? These are the people you know, that they expect a, you know, participation trophy. Now, they don't get to get one. And it's never a good thing when the party chair shows himself unable to tell these bloated, fevered egos and bloviators in his own party, no. Now, I may watch this just because I haven't had any fun like that lately. Senator Gillibrand would be a really good candidate for the little table. Then the question becomes, who else sits with her at the little table? So she doesn't have to sit there all by herself. Maybe we should get some bets going. I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, if I got 65,000 people to give me $1, what kind of film stuff could I buy with that? There's 65,000 people living on this stretch of highway that I live off of here in the upstate of South Carolina. And I bet you I could come closer and quicker to getting the 65,000 $1 donations than Kirsten Gillibrand does. I'm having a good time with this one. I really shouldn't be allowed to have that. So anyway, it is about to get really entertaining as the clown car continues to maneuver its way around. And all they're really doing is just, they're just jockeying for a better seat so they can watch themselves get blown away by Trump. Because all they have run on is we're going to get Trump. That's no way to run a railroad. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.